Hi there. Today I thought what a great opportunity to learn about how your bank account works in English. Vocabulary for banking, for your bank account in other words. Today I'm going to cover 14 banking terms, 14 words or phrases you'll need to discuss banking in English. So really useful, practical vocabulary. You may not know these English words because it's not the type of thing that's necessarily covered on your language course. Some of the words may be the same in your language or not. Let's find out. And let's demystify and unlock English for personal banking, from accounts to transactions and online banking to the magic of contactless payments. These words are the key to your understanding and managing your finances in an English-speaking environment. So here we go. If you've listened to podcast 719, I talk in that about one of my negative experiences with a bank. So you could use this podcast 720 to practice your vocabulary and then listen to podcast 719 to hear me sharing an opinion with you, partly to do with banking. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Don't forget that if you want more information, more tips and advice about how to fast forward your English comprehension and your English fluency, then sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. It's a video course, and it's been around for quite a while. We do things differently now at Adept English, so that course is a glimpse into our past. But the content is good, and the advice still applies. So sign up for that free course to find out what our Listen and Learn method of language learning is all about and how it works. Meanwhile, let's cover some banking vocabulary. Assuming that you have a bank account, you'll know what I'm talking about when I explain, but the words in English are possibly different from the words you use in your language. The phrases I'm going to cover are account, transaction, online banking, app, direct debit, debit, credit, statement, balance, debit card, credit card, contactless payment, overdrawn and overdraft, and interest. Quite a lot then. So firstly, the term, the phrase, a bank account. If you hold an account, A-C-C-O-U-N-T, with a company, an organisation, it may mean a bank account, but there are all kinds of other accounts we have. It may be your email account, your PayPal account, your Instagram account or your eBay account. If you have an account with an organisation, it means that you or they have input details and set up a record on their database of you as a customer. And attached to that account are all the details of your interactions with that company. This may mean, if it's eBay, the details of item that you've bought or sold through eBay. If it's Instagram, it's your photographs, your comments, and the history of your interactions with other people who use Instagram. So a bank account is the record that the bank have of your interaction with them and how much of your money they hold. It's also a record of all the transactions. That's transactions on your bank account. A transaction in this context means money coming into your account. That might be money you pay in, or other people or businesses pay into your bank account for work that you've done, or it may be your employer paying in your salary. And a transaction on your bank account can also be a record of when you've spent money from your account. It may be an automated payment for your electricity, or it may be the payment you made last Saturday when you bought a new pair of shoes. And if you have online banking, which is a really great thing, it means that you have an app on your phone where you can see your bank account and all of your banking transactions. An app, APP, that's short for application. And an application is a piece of software, computer code if you like, which you have downloaded. The Apple App Store is an example of where you might do this. So once you've got the banking app on your phone, you can access your banking records. Really useful. You can see what's going on, what and who you've paid and what money's been paid in and what's gone out. So all of this is visible on your phone if you have online banking. You will also be able to make payments from your online banking app, which is really useful. And ideally, you can also set up automated payments. In the UK, we call this direct debit. If a payment, usually monthly, comes out of your account, it may be for services like water, gas, electricity, or your mobile phone. And it's called direct debit, DD for short, because it happens directly. You don't have to do anything once it's set up. It just pays out automatically. And debit, D-E-B-I-T, just means a transaction on your account which takes money out and gives it to someone else, gives it to a different bank account. The opposite of a debit is called a credit transaction. That's C-R-E-D-I-T, and credit means money coming in. The other way to make automatic payments in the UK is called a standing order. So this works very similarly to a direct debit. There are some technical differences, but a standing order looks pretty much the same from your end. It means that you pay money out regularly. If you don't like online banking and you prefer that your bank communicate with you by letter, then you may receive what's called a monthly statement. You probably know the word statement, S-T-A-T-E-M-E-N-T in English, as meaning a type of sentence. A statement tells you something, whereas a question asks something. But if we're talking about a bank statement as here, we mean a list of transactions in and out of your bank account for a particular period of time. So you may receive your bank statements monthly or quarterly, that's every 3 months, or even every 6 months. If you do online banking, so you've got the banking app on your phone, then you can usually also download statements in the app and look at them online. I find it useful when I'm doing my tax return, my record of what I earned that I send to the UK government so they can tax me, and it's useful for keeping track of your finances. Another word that's useful to know, your balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E. This means simply the amount in your account at this particular time. Clearly, this figure goes up and down all the time, particularly in what we call a current account. That's the main account that you use. So your bank balance is simply the amount that's in your bank account right now. In contrast to your current account, you may also have various savings accounts. These are the ones where you pay in to save your money up. You may not touch the money in your savings account for a long period of time. How long depends on what you're saving up for. Other banking terms, other phrases that are useful. I've mentioned the idea of debit transactions. That's when money goes out of your account. And when you get a bank account, you will probably be sent what's known as a debit card. This is a plastic card that you can use either in physical shops or online using the numbers on the front. You key in the numbers and the expiry date and the special code on the back, and you can pay for things online. If you're in a shop physically, this is usually done through something called contactless payment. It uses RFID technology to receive payment information. With a debit card, there may be a maximum, a limit on what you can spend in one transaction or in one day, and you can't usually go overdrawn using a debit card. So often it means you can't spend more than you actually have in your account. So if you buy things using a debit card, the money goes straight out of your bank account. The word overdrawn, that's O-V-E-R-D-R-A-W-N. It's a past participle, but it's used mainly as an adjective in this context. Overdrawn is used to describe a bank account where the owner has spent more money than they have. The account is in the negative. And the noun to go with this is an overdraft. O-V-E-R-D-R-A-F-T. And you may accidentally have an overdraft for which the bank will make you pay. Or you may have an agreed overdraft. That means you've got permission from the bank for this overdraft. And the cost of it is usually less. The terms are usually better. Another contrast, we've talked about a debit card. What about a credit card? So a credit card is where you have an account, which can be with your bank, but it can also be with a credit card company. There are lots of those. And instead of paying money in, which you then spend, a credit card company will give you credit, C-R-E-D-I-T. You'll have a card with a zero balance and you can borrow money on this card. Usually they charge quite a bit of interest. That's I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T. That means the extra money you pay on what you've borrowed. The best way to use a credit card, if you must have one, is to pay off the balance before the interest is due. That means you get the benefits of a credit card, but none of the downside. The downsides are that you have to be controlled or you might spend more money than you can afford. And the other downside is the huge interest that you pay if you don't clear your debt or the amount you owe each month. And of course, remember that if you have an ordinary bank account which is in credit, the bank actually have to pay you interest. Much nicer that way around. So those are some basic banking terms. Shall I list the words I've covered? Account, transaction, online banking, app, direct debit, debit, credit, statement, balance, debit card, credit card, contactless payment, overdrawn and overdraft, interest. This podcast doesn't cover all of the vocabulary to do with banking. There's a lot more. But these are the basic words that you need. So they're very useful. I hope you like this podcast. It's very, very practical and essential knowledge if you're in an English-speaking country. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.